Today, be'ezras Hashem, we learn daf yud zayin in Masechet Shkalim. The topics we learn about include: the Mishnah discusses the 13 bowings that were mentioned in the first Mishnah in the Perek, and we'll discuss the 13 gates where these bowings actually took place. The Gemara elaborates in great detail about the nevuah of Yechezkel Hanavi, about a small flow of water emanating from the Kodesh Kodeshim, which will spread into a raging stream that will overtake the entire Eretz Yisrael. The next Mishnah and following Gemara discusses the 13 tables that were in the Beis HaMikdash, their uses, their placement, and other points about the Shulchanos that were used in the daily Avodah. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about include Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim is a ceremony which takes place on Sukkos in the Beis HaMikdash. 3 lugum, approximately 1.5 liter of water, are drawn from the Shiloach spring and brought to the Azara amidst a joyous procession, where it is poured into one of the corners of the Mizbeach from a golden flask. This takes place every morning of Sukkos at the time of the Karban Tamid, and it is a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. Make a tafrasis. The Torah teaches that a mikveh mayim purifies a person who has become tamei. A mikveh, as its name implies, is water that has been collected in a certain place based on various halachic criteria. Water running down a slope, ketafras, cannot be matar since it's not considered an accumulation of water and thus cannot function as a kosher mikveh.